This is the Tri-City ARC TipsNet for April 1st.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. It's also 5 months and 67 years since the day I was born, but you can figure that out. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, also known as Tim, and sometimes found in the city of Groton. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net, but must pretend to be Tri-City members so as not to antagonize those who are members. Those who do not wish to check in are welcome to listen, but must take notes and email them to net control upon the closing of the net. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. Unless it's Avis, but I prefer Hz myself. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, as long as we remember, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with the various net controllers on a somewhat rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. But if you wish to wear formal wear while on the net, you may do so. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice, both good and bad advice, related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, not a round of drinks, just check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everybody's checked in. There are four sections to the TipsNet. The first is described as the open net with a round of questions and comments as just described. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. Third, there is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed by me, all communications should be directed to the net control station. Again, me. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button like this. And then listen to ensure no one else called at the same time you did. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and your favorite color. And if you have a comment, or if you have a comment or a question. Okay, so how many of you realized I did not describe a fourth section? There isn't one. It's for future use. This is KC1TWR, also known as Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, your net control for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign, name, and favorite color.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Gulf, otherwise known as me. But my name is Kevin, located in Norwich. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club number 5981274916. My favorite color is yellowish.
This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, also known as Direct Current Transformer. Dave in Preston, my favorite color is blue.
Here is Whiskey 1, Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, otherwise known as Chuck. I have no questions, but I am questionable. And my favorite color is pink avocado chartreuse light metallic amber.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, mobile. I'll be in and out, but I'll be listening, and my favorite color is the rainbow.
November Kilo 1 Victor, Steve in Coventry, Connecticut. No questions, and I'm going to say purple.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Whiskey Bravo. Russ, and I'll go blue.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Kilo Lima Whiskey. Jerry, no questions. My favorite color is green.
Okay, very good. So far, the suckers who, I mean the people who have decided they want to join the net, besides myself, it's Kevin, KA6PDG, Dave, K1DCT, or Direct Current Transformer, Chuck, W1FJW, Josh, who will be in and out, if he's traveling, is K0JED, Steve, NK1V, Russ, KC1MWB, and Jerry, KC1KLW. Anyone else dare to join and check in for the net tonight? Please call now.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike November, Bob in Oakdale. Good evening.
Okay, net recognizes Bob, K1RNN, who has failed to answer the question from Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail. Do you know what the question is, and what is your answer, Bob?
Do not know the question, therefore I have no answer.
Before you may cross the bridge into the net, you must answer, what is your favorite color?
Red.
Okay, very good. You may pass. You will not be thrown into the pit of despair or whatever that pit was. Anyhow, any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, good. Sounds like we scared the rest of them into a just listening mode, but that's perfectly fine. They can listen and send me a report later. Hi, hi. Low, low, whatever. Okay, we're going to start at the top of the list, and this is, of course, April Fool's Day, so consequently the preamble was modified slightly, and the whole tone for today should be somewhat good. Kevin, I know you gave me the membership number, and I got most of it, but that's okay, I'm not going to worry about it, I'll just budge in the rest of the numbers. And I like the fact that your color was yellowish. And do you have any comments for the net this evening? KA6PDG, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of Bob for giving him a second chance to hear the question and give an answer, because I was going to offer to assign him a color. I don't have anything, just anxious to see what happens with this crazy net. Happy April Fool's Day to everybody. We need a little bit of smiling going on. And at some point during the net, I'm going to find something to eat. Oh, that's nothing new. K6PDG, Back to the tips net, out of control, net control.
Thank you, Kevin, and I hope whatever you find to eat is something that's enjoyable to your palate and isn't too noisy on the net. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move down the list here and see if we get any comments out of Dave. It's a direct current transformer. I've always tried to put one of those together, but every time I do, I burn my fingers. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, well, good evening to all those on the TipsNet this evening, April Fool version. Glad to be here. And, yes, the direct current transformer, most people think it's something that does not exist, but indeed it does. The spark coil in your lawnmower, vehicle, whatever, is exactly what that is. So they do exist, just like the elves that make the little cookies. And I'm anxiously looking forward to the explanation of the fourth section, which I'm hoping will come in the third half of this show. So this page left intentionally blank. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave, and I'm glad that there is such a thing as a direct current transformer, just like I'm glad that you are actually a real person, not a computer program, just spewing forth bits of knowledge and interesting comments. The fourth section, unless someone else comes up with something, will be maintained for future use. Not sure what yet, but maybe we'll send out a questionnaire at some point. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and go down to the third person on the list. He's in the top three. Chuck, W1FJW, what do you have for us? This is KC1PWR.
Well, first, I was a little surprised when you asked favorite colors. I was thinking someone ought to have said the color of dirt. If you get your clothes dirt colored, then when they get dirty, nobody knows, and you never have to wash them. I had a car that color once, and it didn't work out because it never got washed. However, on a more serious note, like F, Flattery, Sharp, due to the cancellation of the Raycon auction, a product created by the Raycon Black Ops Group is now being readied for marketing. This product is based on the self-replicating machine principle put forth by the noted Princeton University mathematician, Dr. John von Neumann. For those of you unfamiliar, the von Neumann machine principle is simple. To build a dozen radios, you heat up the soldering iron and you build a dozen radios. To build a million radios, you don't build radios. You build a factory which builds radios. And to build a trillion radios, you build a factory which builds other factories which build radios. Not exactly a simple idea to put into practice, but it's very powerful. And it can be applied to many problems, so we in the Black Ops Group asked ourselves, what's the biggest problem facing amateur operators today? And we decided it was the support structures needed for outdoor antennas. Towers and things like that are subjected to oppressive regulation by federal, state, and local authorities. There's all kinds of height restrictions. Towers particularly are aesthetically offensive to most people, don't ask me why. They're expensive to purchase, can require heavy equipment to assemble and erect, require costly foundations, reinforced concrete pads, pilings, the whole nine yards, and when they're no longer wanted, they're troublesome to disassemble and dispose of. So after great expenditure of scarce resources by Raycon, we've developed the self-erecting antenna support. It's aesthetically pleasing to nearly everyone, uses raw materials available in about anyone's backyard, and uses solar energy for economic operation. It even builds its own foundation with a bifurcating rod structure, which evenly distributes the weight of the antenna and the support itself. And I saved the best two for last. Legal in all jurisdictions and exempt from virtually every height restriction. And above and beyond that, when no longer needed, it can be disassembled with ordinary tools. Salvaged material can be made into various strong, durable objects or used for fuel. And if left in place, it will disassemble itself into the same raw material it used to build itself. The process actually removes carbon dioxide from the air, so it actually reduces pollution, and it is known by everyone, except the state of California, to not cause cancer or reproductive harm. Now, as with anything that has advantages, there are cost-free opportunities for future improvements, otherwise known as disadvantages. The first one is the characteristics that make the bifurcating rod support structure so strong also make it difficult to move. So you're cautioned to select your site carefully, measure twice, and place it well away from buildings and, of course, power lines. Second opportunity is the operating speed of the current models is fixed and cannot be changed. We got to work on that. And lastly, it may require the addition of dihydrogen monoxide in some special circumstances. And this chemical carries the following risks. Contact with the gaseous form can cause severe burns. The liquid form can compromise insulation systems and, if inhaled, cause death. And the solid form, while chemically inert, is dangerously slippery. Non-disclosure agreements and the usual patent litigation prevent us from displaying the prototypes right now, but demonstration models should be available in time to support field day. Back to net, W1FJW.
Well, Chuck, I certainly hope that Raysum will offer a stock option so that those other people can maybe get in on the ground floor on this and hopefully be able to work and help with that. That is an amazing support structure for antennas, and looking forward to seeing it on field day. In the meantime, it's been enough time, I'm kind of required to state again that this is the Tips Net for those who don't know, and that we're looking for any further call check-ins. If so, please call now.
November 1, Delta Charlie Romeo.
TWR, this is N1DCR, handles Damon, Delta, Alpha, Mike, Echo, November, and favorite color would be yellow.
That recognizes Damon, N1DCR, and any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, Damon, we're still working our way through the list. We'll get to you eventually, so just hang tight. I'm going to give an opportunity for Josh to put his 2 cents worth in if he wishes to. I know he's mobile and busy, but you never know if he might have a moment or two. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JEB. I only have a moment for a quick comment.
comment, and I'm just wondering if the item that Chuck is talking about comes in hickory flavor. Hi, hi. 7-3, y'all. I gotta get back to work. KC1 TWR, K0JB.
Thank you very much, Josh. And I'm sure he'll answer that when it gets around to him. And it sounds like he's got working hard on that project and got it all spruced up and ready to go. Next, we're going to turn to Steve in K1V and see what kind of mischief he's been into on April 1st, if he's honored the holiday by pulling any pranks or anything else. And K1V, KC1 TWR.
NK1V. No real pranks. I did have a good evening. I made it out to a local park to do an activation before, at this point we're still open in Connecticut, but if people keep doing silly things, that may not last much longer. And that went very well with a an antenna, not quite what is being sold by Raycon, but similar. And I did have a question on the Raycon item, if it is more effective in the wintertime than possibly during the summer, especially you have several of these items in close proximity. Back to that, NK1B.
Well, good question. Let me get around to Chuck. I'm sure I hope he'll be able to answer his non-disclosure agreements and what have you, notwithstanding there may be information he cannot impart with us at this point. And we'll move on down to Russ, KC1MWB. Have you been a good boy, or have you pulled any pranks today? And what do you think about this antenna support structure Chuck was talking about? KC1MWB, KC1TWR.
Oh, I've been a very good boy, of course, but the only potential problems I can see is maybe a little bit of contamination from the local puppy dogs using the antenna system for a particular purpose, and there's always that possibility of wildlife with very big teeth and flat tails creating havoc on the system. But other than that, it'll probably work out just fine. Back to control, KC1MWB.
Thank you, Russ. And very true. There might be other potential dangers to the antenna support system that could endanger its ultimate lifespan, if you will. But again, we'll check with Chuck when we get around to him. In the meantime, we're going to check in with Jerry and see if he, what he thinks about this antenna support system and what other thoughts he may have. KC1KLW, this is net control for the TIPSnet, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, KC1KLW. Good evening, Tim, and everyone else on the net. Yes, I do have a remark on Chuck's comment, and I think it's a fantastic idea. I would love to see it in action. And I have another question of my own regarding a tower. I have a tower. It's starting to get affected by the environments, weather and rain and such, and the protective paint is starting to wear, and it might start to rust, and I'm concerned about painting it with the wrong type of paint. What would be the right or the correct type of paint for a wrong tower? That's my question for tonight. Well, back to net, KC1KLW.
Good heavens, we've been faced with a question. I don't know what to do. I guess we'll have to take our best guess. Remember what I said in the preamble. The advice may be good or bad on a day like today, so beware. My advice would be Rust-Oleum, But then again, I might take a wire wheel and sand it down first, put on some primer and all that wonderful stuff. Or, I've heard Cosmoline does a wonderful job. They used to put out that on cars that they got shipped overseas. But we're going to move on to the next person and see if he has any thoughts on that subject or on the Chuck's or the Raison Club's antenna support system. K1RMN, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Well, first, in regards to Chuck's project, since that is a super secret project, I don't feel as his second in command and vice president of Raison that I should publicly comment on anything involved in that situation, other than it does seem to take a very long time to get the tower erected to the appropriate height required. Other than that, I can't speak about any materials or construction methods. Jerry, in your case, the Rhone Tower, that is probably a galvanized metal, and I would say that the best thing for you to do is to treat that with a galvanized spray paint, but in most cases, with anything that's galvanized, you want to wipe it down with vinegar before you paint it so that it will stick. And obviously the smart thing would probably be to get a hold of Rhone and find out if they either sell product or can direct you to a product, and then you'll be putting the right thing on there. But that's what I think you should probably do with that. Or you can, you know, do the Rust-Oleum thing and blame it on Tim. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
So there you have it, Jerry. Good advice and bad advice. You have to choose which is which. Thank you very much, Bob, for your comments. And we'll get out the thumb screws later to see if we can get you to talk more about the antenna support system. Okay, we are down to the bottom of the list, and we'll see if Damon has any thoughts on this. And on and did you even hear Chuck's presentation on the Raison Super Secret Black Ops project of an antenna support system for outside only? I think, I don't think he mentioned it, but I'm kind of assuming that. N1DCR, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, N1DCR. Yes, and I was fortunate enough to be part of the testing on that super secret Black Ops Raison antenna support. I received three test units that my half-wave 80 meter dipole is currently hanging on, and I'm taking down data for the project so I could turn it in and they could go from there. And as far as Jerry's paint, if it's just a steel structure, if it's galvanized, then yeah, the galvanized treatment would be best. But I've had good luck with something called Chassis Saver, and that's like a POR, a paint over rust for just steel structures. So you might want to look into that. And with that, all is well here in Chester, and I hope all is well with you guys out there, and I'll turn it back to you, KC1TWR, N1DCR.
Well, there you go, Jerry. You've got two votes for the galvanized solution, if that's indeed what's on your tower, and another solution if it's not galvanized. And we've reached the bottom of the end of the list, and thank you very much for your comments, Damon. And I trust that you're going to send your test data results over to Raison via the usual message method, carrier pigeon. And in the meantime, we're at the bottom of the list, so we're going to do another call out. Who else wants to subject themselves to today's net? Please call now. Okay, looks like we've kept the riffraff away, so we'll circle back to the top of the list and see what Kevin thinks about the Raison Black Ops antenna support structure project, and if he's been able to come up with anything. And again, thank you very much for your membership number. And just for those who are counting, we now have three people who prefer a yellow or yellowish or amber color, which I count amber as being sort of yellow. So that's three against everybody else who only has, well, we have two blues, and then a green, a purple, and a red, and a rainbow. So back to you, Kevin, KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
KA6PDG, happy to be on the TipsNet and proudly representing the riffraff. Yeah, I was taking notes, so for those who want to get up and stretch the legs, make a sandwich, go use the little room, maybe check into another net and come back, feel free. I'll try to be brief. There are a few things that to me need to be tidied up a bit, so let me be succinct. first of all, Chuck said he was the leader of or representing the Black Ops team. And I have a problem with that because traditionally, in the Raison tradition, if you go back and you look at the club over the last 20, 30, 40 years, maybe more, the Black Ops portion of the club have been those amateurs that you never hear on the air. They don't participate in anything on the air. They're sort of back there somewhere. So that I'm not sure of, but it's not a big deal to me. I still like Chuck. He's a good guy. Oops, did I say that? Let's see. He neglected to mention, or maybe the research department didn't give him this backstory, but the antenna support structure that he describes can also be used as an antenna itself. The military did considerable experimentation with this during World War I and after World War I, I believe. Next point, when transporting this antenna structure device, should you decide to do so, it will not fit in a trunk, but you can put it on a trunk. Someone, I can't remember who it was, maybe it was Bob or Damon or somebody, I think it was Bob, covered the fact that it can take anywhere from 10 to 50 years to erect. I also note that this product was already invented a long, 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 long time ago, and there's a book out about the guy that invented it. It's actually like the factory that makes factories. It's a book of books. You can download it online. Many churches have it available. It's pretty easy to find. There also is an issue. There also is an issue when you use one of these antenna support structures. Should there be a very bad storm and the structure is getting old and it falls down, particularly if it falls down on your house, and I do have access to the 911 tapes that can prove that, if anybody doubts what I'm saying. Finally, to comment on Jerry. No, I don't want to comment on Jerry. We're on the air. I want to comment on Jerry's question. And I was going to suggest that he plant ivy up and down this quote-unquote tower. He calls it a tower. We all know it isn't really. But plant ivy on it, Jerry. Or maybe you could have your girlfriend knit it a sweater. All right, I hope everybody is back on frequency from the other nets that they were checking into, because I'm passing it back to what's-his-face, KA6PDJ.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for not insulting me and saying what's-her-face, so that's good. I appreciate that. And certainly, I'm sure that the Black Ops team in their legal process and trying to get things through the patent system and so forth is probably doing battle at this point and maybe trying some interesting shenanigans to claim credit for it, but we shall see. And at this point, I think we're ready to move on down to Dave, see what he thinks about all of this, and get his two cents worth, if you will, in the situation. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, this is K1DCT and the tip set. Glad we're having a good time here, but you know, I already had some inside information on the product that the Black Ops group was developing here, because when I was working undercover for the CIA, I unearthed some of this much earlier stuff that Kevin described as they were experimenting with it after the Great War. And the book that Kevin talked about, he didn't, I don't believe he gave the author, and that would be Ferdinand P. Mombach. So you can go out and see that book that Kevin was talking about. With that, back to net, K1DCT.
Well, thank you very much for that clarification, Dave, and glad you were been partially involved with this as well. And now we're going to go back to the instigator of this whole discussion with the race on Black Ops and the tennis support structure, and ask him, let's see, we have a couple of questions for him. One of them being from Josh, does it come in hickory? Another question was, does it have any natural deterrence that would that might affect it while it's up there, including furry creatures with tails and big teeth, black tails? And in the wintertime, is it better to have several support structures close to each other, or can they be standalone? And those are just some of the questions that are on prying, inquisitive minds for Chuck W1FJW from KC1, and oh, not from me, but from others. And this is KC1TWR, Net Control from TipsNet.
Well, let me see if I can take these questions. Does it come in hickory flavor? Yes, oddly enough, it does. It also comes in maple flavor, apple flavor, and pear flavor, although there's another story that goes with that. But that was addressed in the book that Kevin mentioned about the pear one. Does it have any natural enemies? Flat-tailed furry creatures are one, and there are a few bugs that that can cause problems. I forget the other questions, but those are the main ones. And but yeah, the pear flavored one was the one that was mentioned in the previous work that Kevin referenced. With that, let me check my notes. Go back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, thank you very much for explaining that to us. The other question, and I'll go back to you just for a quick second. Is it better in the wintertime to have a group of these structures closer together to each other for support, or can a single one standing alone do just as well? And do you have any comments about Jerry's question about his resting tower? Back to W1FJW.
On the self-erecting antenna supports, depending upon how bad the weather is, we have certain models that are optimized for winter, and that they retain the greater solar processing capabilities throughout the winter, and you don't have to group them up, and they don't. The characteristics are steady. They don't change from season to season. So I'd say get one of those if you're worried about it. And as for the tower, I'm afraid I'd break out the wire brush, the steel wool, clean the rust off of it, put a galvanized primer on it, and then put a good acrylic paint over it. Back to net, W1FJW.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Chuck. And Jerry, in case you're keeping count, I believe you're up to 4 solutions. There's always more than one way to skin a cat, or so I've only been told. Okay, we're going to move on now. The next person, in case he's between stops and might want to comment and is interested in, and did he hear the answer to his question, is Josh K0JEB. This is KC1TWR. Okay, he must be still either outside his vehicle or busy working, hardworking American. Yay. Instead, we'll move on down to Steve. Actually, it's been long enough, and I can't remember if I did this recently. Anyone else care to join the tips net? Please call now. Okay, for those listening, this is the April Fool's edition of the TipsNet, so please take some of the things that we're saying this evening with tongue-in-cheek, or between the teeth, or just leave your tongue where it is. It's probably healthier for it. Anyhow, let's move on to Steven, K1V, and see if he has any thoughts about the towers and both the Type the Raisons building and Jerry's predicament. I'm K1B, KC1TWR.
K1B. Yeah, that's been good advice on the painting of the tower, the most important of which is getting it clean. I heard vinegar once, that's probably not a bad idea with galvanized, and it's never a bad idea to see what the manufacturer recommends. I have a similar tower, but I'm looking for a little bit different effect. I'm trying to actually make it look as old and tired as possible, but yet be structurally sound, so it's kind of a long process, but I'm kind of camoing it out and making it fall into the background. And that's working pretty well. But, yeah, whatever you do, getting it clean and set up before prep is always the important part of any sort of coating. And on the Raison one, I'm trying to do the math here, and I'm thinking, you know, if I went through the effort of purchasing such an item, and I set it up for, let's say, a 40-meter resonant dipole inverted V, and it worked great for a year or so, and maybe I just got tired of it and either needed to move it, which I suppose I would have to purchase a new one at that point, and wanted to disassemble the old one, but at the same time, I would need funds for other ham radio projects. I'm thinking of selling toothpicks. They seem like they're pretty popular sometimes, and I was just kind of trying to calculate how many toothpicks out of the scrap material from this this tower I would be able to have, and so I could figure out how much I can make. Back to net, and K1B.
Well, Steve, that sounds like one of those questions that they ask in the mall or wherever, how many jelly beans are here, or how many crystals are in the crystal chandelier of the crystal ball. How many toothpicks? That's a good question. Oh, and the boxes. You could probably take some of the scrap material and make the cardboard boxes for them as well. That's the thought. Okay, let's move on down to Russ with all these comments about towers and what have you. Any thoughts or comments that you care to make about all this, Russ? KC1MWB. This is Net Control, KC1TWR.
KC1MWB. Nah, I think the anvil problem is pretty well handled, but you know, I just wish him luck on it, and I hope his project bears fruit, and we'll just continue on from there. As far as the tower, I think as far as painting it, you know which direction you're going to be headed there. So that's about all the comments I have. Back to net, KC1MWB.
good rest. No worries there. And now we're going to get down to Jerry, and he's heard all kinds of solutions, all kinds of thoughts, and I'm curious what he's thinking. And oh, quick comment about Steve and what he's trying to do reminds me of a cartoon I saw once. Probably had Bugs Bunny in it or something like that. And he opened up a can of camouflage paint, and when he painted whatever the structure was, it was camouflaged. So, anyhow, maybe they have such a thing now. Maybe they don't. But I'm wondering if, Jerry, when you paint, I wonder if you're going to do like they did the towers up at Yukon and paint your tower in one of the Dayglo colors. That would be exciting. Good for Christmas. So let's see what you think of all these solutions there, Jerry. KC1KLW, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, KC1KLW. Hi, Tim, again. Yes, I think all these suggestions are excellent. I want to thank everyone who provided a suggestion. They are fantastic. I've been looking on it online, and I didn't know about this POR type of paint. It's something for me to look into. And this galvanized paint, I had no idea about that existing. So I have... This was actually one of the best sessions I've had yet, where I got some information that I didn't know before, and I want to thank everyone profusely. All right, I'm going to take it back to the net now. KC1KOW, thank you much.
Well, Jerry, on behalf of everyone, you're definitely welcome. Glad that everybody could chip in and give you information. And you'll receive a bill in the mail. Anyhow, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's move on to Bob, who has heard all kinds of stuff by now, and I'm wondering what's been rattling around in his brain. So let's check in with Bob, K1RMN, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Well, I wanted to share a little something that I found that I think might help us all with this situation. And it's called Ode to an Antenna Structure by Rodney Jones, not to be confused with Esther Jones. And it starts with, "Beneath your braces, full and broad, I stand with face uplifted, for my heart is truly awed by everything you do and all you are, for I am certain that you truly are a superstar. When I was young, I climbed among your braces and snuggled in your grasp. I felt safe enough to drowse. Today I wish that I could once again ascend among your braces to a place where I remain. Spread your braces sweeping over me and let me hide for just a while from harsh reality. The days are speeding ever swiftly by, and if I could, I'd love to stay and watch the world rush by." That's the best I can do, guys. K1RMN, back to net.
Bob, that is a lovely poem, and or a lovely ode, I should say, and I am not one for liking poetry or odes, so very good on that. Very nice indeed. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on down to N1DCR, Damon, and I do have a question for you. Plus, I'm awaiting your comment about what Chuck's replies were and other comments. But my question is, and this was raised actually by Steve in K1V indirectly, which is that if you want one of these Black Ops Raison antenna support structures for a 40 meter, can you get these antenna structures in different heights? In other words, can you get one specifically designed that will support the 40 meter and not go higher, or do they all just continually grow? So with that, N1DCR, this KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, N1DCR here. Yes, you can get the antenna structures that will top out at a certain height for your particular application. You just have to pay a little extra for that option. I've enjoyed very much the humor going around, and it's a nice break from all the seriousness we've had over the past 2 weeks in the state of our country.
And I just want to say I hope everybody out there as well. I really, I just got started in amateur radio in January, and I'm kind of blessed that I did. I'm really enjoying the radio. I got a HF radio and the handy talkie. So I'm enjoying that while I have to stay home. So it's working out well. Back to you, Tim. KC1TWR. This is N1DCR.
Okay, very good, Damon, and I'm glad that you joined the hobby, and glad that you're enjoying it. And this is certainly giving giving you a full taste of what it's like to be on the air, not just here, but also in the HF bands and what have you. And this has been a good net with a lot of good advice, but also some humor thrown in, which is good now and then, but especially on April 1st. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to do another call out, and then we'll probably go. I'll do one quick call for comments, and then we'll go into the next section so we don't go too late today. So at this point, any further check-ins that would like to check in, please call now.
This is Gordon Foxtrot, Whiskey Echo, Jim and Ledyard.
This is...
Whiskey 1, Julie Oscar Papa, no questions, good afternoon, or evening.
Okay, that recognizes... Jim, W1FWE, and John, W1JOP, and I'm obliged to let you know that this is a special net this evening, and being April Fools, and therefore the question for people when they join is, what is your call sign, what is your name, and most importantly, what is your favorite color? We're keeping score on this, so Jim, you first.
This is W1 Foxtrot Whiskey Echo, and my favorite color is turquoise.
Okay, roger that. And John, W1JLP, please proceed, give us the information.
Whiskey 1, Juliet, Oscar Papa, and dark blue.
Okay, any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we were about to close the first section. However, I do want to give you both a chance to comment. The subject has been towers, both the Raytheon Black Ops tower support structure that they were working on, that they could not give us too many details because it's tied up in litigation with patents and with non-disclosure agreements. And the other one was from Jerry talking about his, he has a tower that he got from another ham, Larry, WR1B, and it's starting to rust a little bit, and he wanted to know what to do with it. You know, if he should paint it or what he should do. So anyhow, let's hit Jim first, W1FWE. Any thoughts or comments on that or any interesting tidbits you care to share? This is KC1TWR.
This is W1FWE. I have absolutely no ideas about towers. I've never been rich enough to put one up. Back to that.
Okay, very good. Not to worry. There's plenty of other people here with their heads in the clouds, I mean, who know about towers. Well, let's move on to John. Same questions to you. This is KC1TWR.
W1JP. Well, if I had money in my own property, I'd do a tower. Other than that, I don't know anything about them. So I'll just say good evening to all. It'd be April Fool's Day, and everyone stay healthy. This is W1JP.
Okay, very good. I'm going to open this up one last time before we go into the second section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Anyone have any last comments before we leave this section? If so, please call now.
K6, PDJ.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead with your comments.
know that pause there was so that you could say to yourself, oh no. No, I want to commend Chuck. I think the project is good as long as he sticks to it. It could, of course, branch out into other projects. I'm wondering what the root cost is going to be of bringing it to market. And I'm going to go out on a limb and just say no offense to anyone, but it does sound like kind of a shady project. And I'm not going to say that Chuck's a blooming idiot or anything, because he isn't. But I do think that he's planted a seed, and yeah. I guess I'm done here. KA6PDG.
Very good, Kevin. Very good comment, I have to admit. Okay, any other last comments before we proceed to the next section? Please call back. Okay, proceeding to the second section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And we're going to start the second section. Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? I will state that this morning there was no breakfast, and that Saturday morning at the Uncasville Diner, there will not be an Amateur Radio Club breakfast. And there is a Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting next Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock on the Raison Repeater, which will be led by Club President Bob, K1RMN. Anyone with any further announcements or items of interest or health and welfare, please call now.
K1RMN.
P.D.G.
You're slipping, Kevin. Bob got in ahead of you. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. Just wanted to remind everybody that we have a daily net at 1300, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's wellness net, and everyone is welcome to attend. Appreciate everybody checking in, chance to chat with everybody, find out how everyone's doing, and see if there's anything we can do to help anyone. So please, if you have the time, stop by. Thanks very much. K1RMN, back to net.
Thank you, Bob, for that very timely announcement. And over to you, Kevin.
Okay, and no, I don't always have to be first. I leave that to another amateur. The past two Saturday mornings, we've been having a little informal, I hesitate to even call it a net, it's just a gathering, a breakfast round table on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on the Norwich Repeater, in lieu of the ham breakfast at the Uncasville Diner. So I will be up and around at 8 o'clock. Again, it's just an opportunity to jump in. And last week we got talking about milk and cheese and cows and all sorts of things. It's just weird. Anyway, 8 o'clock Saturday morning on the 146.73 repeater for a little breakfast roundtable for those who might care to show up. And I think Bob's going to buy breakfast this weekend. KA6PDG, back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. In advance, thank you, Bob. That's very generous of you. Okay, any further announcements or items of concern, please call now. Okay, we're going to move into the third section. Cell Swapper looking for amateur radio-related items. Does anyone have any items that they wish to swap, sell, or looking for that are related to amateur radio? If so, please call now and let your imaginations run wild.
K1RMN.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, yes, I have two items. The first is an MD 2017, that's a TYT DMR radio. Comes with an extra battery charger, software cable, and an antenna. And the second is a 4U Go Box. It's a plastic Go Box that you can build a Go Kit in. And those are the two items I have. Back to net.
Okay, anybody who has that they'd like to ask Bob about those two items, please call now. Okay, to tell you the truth, folks, I was a little disappointed because I was hoping to have other people come up with items like I have. I actually have something for sale. I found a box of these under my desk, and I'm not going to sell them as a box. I'm going to sell them individually at a very reasonable cost. They're round, and they're made out of paper, and the brand on it is TO-IT. And if you know what I'm talking about, you'll understand the value of these, especially for people who procrastinate. So if anybody has any questions about these, they can give me a call now.
K1DCT, seeking an item.
Go ahead, K1DCT.
Right, thank you very much. This is K1DCT. I am looking for a thrust bearing for my Roan tower, but it has to be a left-handed thrust bearing. The right-handed ones just won't do. So if anyone has one, let me know. K1DCT.
Desperate need of a left-handed thrust bearing. If anyone has one in their junk drawer or out in the barn or in the shed or under the stairs, go ahead and give Dave a call now.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN.
K1DCT, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, is that metric or English? And is that a greaseless bearing or not?
It is English standard, and it is a sealed bearing.
Thank you very much. I have two of the other kinds, so I really can't help you out. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, sorry about that, Dave. We did try. Anyone else have anything that they would like to offer for either sale or swap or that they're looking for, please call now.
N1DCR.
Go ahead, N1DCR.
I have a prototype Black Ops antenna support that I'd be willing to swap or trade for any ham equipment of equal value. Back to net.
Okay, could you give us a very short, like 10 words or less, description of your tower so that people can adjust, looking at their ham equipment for something that might be of equal value?
Yes, the tower support is approximately 40 to 50 years old, about 55 feet tall, and it's currently budding. N1DCR, back to net.
Okay, and last quick question, is delivery included in the swap?
No, sir, must be picked up on site. N1DCR, back to net.
Okay, very good. Anyone interested in that, please call now.
Us, K1RMN, with one question as well.
Go ahead.
There, Bob?
Yeah, is this antenna structure, is it split up for easy transportation?
No, sir. That would be your responsibility, N1DCR.
So close, but so far. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Any further comments or anyone having anything else to sell, swap, or looking for related to amateur radio, please call now.
to K1RMN.
Go ahead, K1RMN.
Yeah, Tim, this is just a correction on the previous section. You had mentioned that the meeting would be on the Norwich repeater, and it's going to be on the Salem repeater. If people go to our website, you'll see the information down there listing the April 14th meeting. We'll be on the Salem repeater at 7, which says starting at 7:30 p.m. We'll get that corrected on the website to 7 o'clock. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. That is a very important correction. Don't want people showing up late. Don't want them showing up late on the wrong repeater. Tim, you were a bad boy. And that was not even an April Fool's. So, I was the fool there. So, 7 o'clock, Salem repeater, next Tuesday evening, Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Net. Any further comments, questions, or concerns before we close the net, please call now.
Oh, I think we all have some very deep concerns. KA6PDG, nothing further.
Thank you, Kevin. And to satisfy Dave, we're now moving to the fourth section of the net. The end of the net, the closing of the net, the completion of this evening's task. That was the last call. No further check-ins. Going to close the net at this time. We'd like to thank all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And thanks to all that stood by and listened as we conducted the net. I'll be expecting your emails with your notes from the net. Please get them out within 24 hours. Tri-City Amateur, of course I'm kidding. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on, guess what, the second Tuesday of the month. And normally it would be at the American Red Cross office, except now, that this month it's going to be on the Salem 146.0 repeater, PL tone 156.7. The meeting will start at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, and whether they're licensed or not. Well, they can listen to the net, but they wouldn't be able to talk if they're not licensed. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.net. This net is going to meet again next week. And, this meeting is going to meet next week at 7 p.m. It will not be an April Fool's. It will be an April Fool's plus 7 net. Not sure if that really means anything or not. All interested persons can join us then. At this time, I'm going to return the repeater to the regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, wishing everyone a good evening. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay home. And